AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. It didn't take long for Attorney General Loretta Lynch to decide the Justice Department will expand a review of the Baltimore Police Department following the death of Freddie Gray.
Rather than examining whether the police department violated good policies, we will now examine whether they violated the Constitution and the community's civil rights.
Gray died after being placed in police custody in Baltimore. In New York, police officers said goodbye to a murdered officer.
Thousands of uniformed police from all over the country came to a Long Island Catholic church to celebrate the life of Brian Moore, the NYPD officer shot in the head last weekend. Mayor Bill de Blasio eulogized Moore as the best of New York City. Police Commissioner Bill Bratton said he was a rising star in the department.
We need more like him. To all of you in blue here for him today, we all need to be more like him.
Bratton emotionally gave Moore a posthumous promotion to Detective First Grade, drawing a sustained ovation. Brian Moore was 25. Warren Levinson, New York.
Police in Dover, Delaware have released dash cam video showing a black suspect being kicked in the face as he put his hands to the ground by a white police officer 2 years ago.
Once we realized the video was a matter of public record, we decided, in sake of transparency, to release the video.
Lieutenant Jason Pyers with Dover PD said the officer is now charged with assault. In Beaverton, Oregon, President Obama made a case for a pending international trade agreement.
Because if we don't write the rules for trade around the world, guess what? China will.
Obama spoke at Nike headquarters, a curious choice because of criticism of Nike's labor practices over the years. In Bangor, Maine, Kyle Duby, a man who used a fake Facebook profile to set up a meeting with a 15-year-old girl before killing her in a botched abduction, was sentenced to 60 years in prison. Wall Street, Dow is up 250 points. This is AP Radio News. Today is the 70th anniversary of the Allied victory in Europe during World War II. Some vintage planes from that era flew over Washington, D.C. Among those watching was Richard Gibbons, a vet from the Army Air Corps.
It's great to see these planes up in the air so that other people can see what we experienced. And I hope it means as much to them as it does to us.
Among the planes in the air, the Warhawks that took to the sky over Pearl Harbor with the shark teeth painted on the noses chasing Japanese bombers. Elvis Summers is on a mission in Los Angeles. He wants to buy tiny houses on wheels for the homeless. He started a crowdfunding campaign. Summers built one 8-foot-long house, which cost him about $500. Summers put a video of that on YouTube, and he's hoping to build more. So far, Summers has collected $60,000 in less than a month. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.